Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family and friends. You got Greg Peterson, team manager, here today. And I was going to be having a special guest here with Michael Barbeck. Unfortunately, his schedule had some conflictions and was not going to be able to be on today with us. However, I am still back in the lovely state of Iowa, my home state in the Des Moines area, and we had just finished up the Iowa State Fair. We had 11 days of meeting and greeting people. We had a 20 by 30 foot booth. We had 10 Beamer chairs set up in the booth itself. We also had an equine full-size fiberglass horse, which ended up being an amazing plus as people were coming up to it. They were looking at the equine unit that was on the horse. It definitely paid for itself. We also had van number 2 from the Race Across America for Team Beamer. We had it on display in there with one of the nice time trial bikes up on top. So these little things really created a wonderful conversation piece for individuals. Now, my best friend and group leader that I'd gotten involved in Beamer, Roger Fouch, he has been one that has really done the psychology behind different things to find out what works and what doesn't. And so this year, on the booth that we had, we kept it very simple. We still had the scaffolding system where you can hang different banners and the whole bit, but we just had a very basic banner that was the compliant definition of what Beamer was. And then we had 3 separate 70-inch televisions. And we found the most effective for us anyway was to have the green video that has the side-by-side before, beginning, during, and after session of a Beamer, having that play on either side facing the aisles on either side of our booth, because our booth was bordered by actually 3 aisles because we were on an end cap. And so we had that playing on either side. And then on the end is where we had the fiberglass horse with the equine unit, and we had a 70-inch screen above it playing the video of the opening up of the equine unit, how it's placed on the horse, and different things there. So by having this simplicity, it made it a lot easier for us to be able to share the Beamer with people, help answer their questions, get them on it, and then get them into our contact list so that we can do the proper follow-ups with everybody. So that's what I've been up to. That's why my voice is still a little raspy, and that's why I apologize for not being on the Wednesday here a couple weeks ago, because we were so busy on the setup, I completely overlooked Blog Talk. Can you believe that? So guess what, folks? I'm human. Anyway, we are here on Roundtable Wednesday. And what is Roundtable Wednesday if you are brand new to this? Well, Roundtable Wednesday, once again, was invented by my buddy Roger Fouch, group leader here in the Des Moines area, and he's actually going to be going down in a month down to the Mesa, Arizona area. And this was developed because many people lots of times will have the same question in regards to stuff. And instead of us as Blog Talk hosts trying to read minds, we are allowing you guys to be able to bring up whatever topic as it relates to Beamer, and we can discuss that topic. And then once we complete our education on that topic and or getting information from others, because we're all working together, this is all for all of us to learn from each other, because we all have different experiences, and when we put them together, we're able to see a much clearer view of what works, what doesn't, or different ideas or approaches that can be used to be able to share Beamer and share the Beamer science, the human, the equine version, learn about the tools we have in our back office, learn what is working and what isn't, and go from there. So with that, the only thing that you need to do to be involved here is press the number 1 on your phone. And what that does is it brings you up on the queue here. And then from there, we will call upon you. And then we can start our discussion. So this show is your show. Okay. I'm not coming in here with any preconceived ideas of discussion or anything there. This is all for you guys. Think of us as all sitting around a big round table, and we're just going to open it up for discussion. So all you need to do, if you have anything you want to talk about in regards to Beamer, then just press the number 1 on your phone, and we will go from there. And if we don't have anybody that presses 1, well, then we will just go ahead and shut down the show early. And maybe next week, someone will have some items or areas that they want to discuss. So I am opening up the lines, and I see that we have a lovely, brave soul. And actually, I want to thank you, because I want to learn about new things here, too. So I am calling upon 626-390. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we talking with today?
Hi, Greg. This is Melanie Herrick. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Melanie, and thank you for calling in.
Hey, I love to hear about what you guys are doing in Iowa. Thank you for sharing. I think it inspires a lot of us distributors to open up that possibility of other avenues. So thank you for Race Across America. Thank you for everything. I'm going to be completely transparent here. I have signed up for Verb or Beamer Share, whatever. I have not used it. Shame on me. I have not used it. So today I've wiped out my day of seeing patients. I'm a physical therapist, and my goal is saying I've got to start using this tool. I hear everybody saying it's an amazing tool. So I've already listened once when I learned how to sign up, but it's been a few months, right? So maybe I'm not alone in this. So I'm just saying I need to reengage. We have so many tools. We have new videos that are coming from our Motivational Monday. We have a lot of information there. But when we're also working in another profession and trying to do Beamer, because I want Beamer to be my main profession, that's my goal. But I have to kind of make sure I'm always staying in the know. So let's discuss somebody like me who signed up for it, but I haven't used it now. What would you recommend for us to now reengage and to actually start using it?
You know, Melanie, there is energy in the universe, and I just got done watching Stacey DeVore and Casey Conrad's introductory video that's in our back office, and I'll explain step-by-step how to find it, but I just got done watching it 10 minutes ago, Melanie, because I've been fortunate that Michael Varbeck has flown out from California as following our Iowa State Fair. Roger put together 4 different presentations, which our first one was last night. Our second one is tonight. And we're doing it at a restaurant called Pizza Ranch. And so they were actually providing the conference room for free as long as we bought some pizzas and things like that. And so we actually have that room. And Michael was so gracious to fly in and is doing a presentation and explaining his studies on longevity research and Beamer and the science and just helping answer any and all questions. And last night we had 100% success rate. Everybody that showed up is purchasing a Beamer. So do
wow.
the tools work? You bet they do. So why I bring that up is actually right after the show today, I'm going over to meet with Michael at his hotel room, and we're going to be going over the Beamer share. So I just watched the video, and here's how you watch. You can find the video, everybody. It's very simple. If Greg can do it, anybody can do it. So go into your Beamer back office, and on the far left, on the tool guides where it has your email and Beamer distributor library, your distributor library, customer library, everything there, click on your distributor library. Now, when that comes up, there is that little rectangular area, which is a search area. Make it easy on yourself. Instead of searching through all the wonderful, amazing material that Beamer has, you can narrow that down dramatically by just typing in Beamer Share, and the different educational videos will pop up, and all you have to do is click on them and you can watch them. And Stacy DeVore and Casey Conrad has done an amazing introductory video on Beamer Share itself, on how to load it onto your phone, how to load it onto your computer, step by step, nice and slow. And remember, since it's a video, you can rewind it and rewatch the areas if you miss something or what have you. It is there for you, and it walks you through exactly how to sign up for it and how to start using the basic items. Now, like with you, Melanie, I am a visual person and need to have the hands-on opportunity to learn how to use it. So I wanted to do my due diligence first with Michael. Instead of wasting his time, I wanted to make sure that I had the basics down. I've already got it loaded on my phone. I've already followed the instructions, which were very simple. And I downloaded all of my contacts on my phone automatically into Beamer Share so that all I have to do is contact any one of those individuals and call them up and just say, hey, can I share something with you? And if they say, sure, then I can go to the next step. You just don't want to start kind of cold calling on your people and just start sending them things. You always want to call them and physically talk with them first to say, listen, I've got this new way of being able to share some information with you. Can I do that? And then you can start learning how to use it. And, you know, practice with your family members first and do that. Did you want to add some more to that, Melanie? I mean, that's where I'm at right now with Beamer Share.
Yeah.
And a lot of these individuals, I had a different service that I was using for a lot of my contacts with the I think I was able to gather personally over 180 contacts in 11 days. So we actually Beamered over 2,000 people in the 11 days that we were there at the state fair. So now I have all these contacts. The fortune is in the follow-up, them, but in a very controlled and respectful manner. And using this Beamer Share is going to do that. For example, when you go into the Beamer Share app, then it does give you the opportunity in a very simple way of how to send any and all of the different videos, whether it be the human version, the equine version. Let's say you have, we just got done speaking with a chiropractor yesterday that's very much interested. Well, all Michael showed us on what to do is he's like, here's another prospect that I have, and all I have to do is click on this, and it sends all the different ambassadors that we have that are in the physicians group and can send that to the individual. And then once it's sent, then the app itself will send you a notification of the when it has been opened and that sort of thing. So it's just it's an amazing app. It's $9.95 a month, and you can stop it at any point in time. You can just try it for a month, and if you don't want to try it for any longer, you know, that's up to you. But I tell you what, for me, with having 180 contacts, can you imagine the time if I were to try to hire somebody to do that, the cost of trying to hire somebody, the hours it would take for them to try doing follow-ups? So for $9.95 for individuals and start sending information to them, and it's done. It does the follow-ups, and you can send drip campaigns, an email drip campaign to them. It's all there for you. Is there some more stuff that you would like to share, Melanie, about that?
Well, I guess, so where I was at is where you were at. Like, I watched the video a long time ago, right in the beginning, and I'm like, I'm all in. I signed up, but I never used it. So I need to play with it then, I guess, and I wrote down what you said, but I'm not sure, like, when you start to put a contact in there, how often does it send it? Does it send one a day? Does it send every other day? What is it sending? And so that's what I hadn't ever pushed the go button because I didn't take the time to go in and send it to myself or send it to a family member and see what exactly it's sending. Because usually I send people the blood flow video, right? So I wasn't sure, is it going to refresh the blood flow video, or am I going to push something like you said, all the sports, maybe athletes, and it'll send those. That's what I'm not sure of, what exactly it's going to do and how often it's going to do it. So that was my holdup.
You bet. So under tools, I believe it is, go in and watch the video again, because about three quarters of the way through the educational video that Stacey DeVore has, and it's like 42 minutes, everybody. So less than an hour, you're learning about a tool that is going to transform your business and make your life so much easier. I cannot tell you, because we have been begging for something like this. The distributors that have been around Beamer for a little while, we've been literally begging for something like this, because it is time consuming. It really is, to try to do follow-ups the whole bit. And now it's just at a click of a button. So when you go into the tools, and I'd have to look at it again, but it tells you how to go down to the different email campaigns that they have. They have three different ones. And when you click on one, it will automatically show you, there's a little drop down. It shows you what the email is, the title of the email, and at what going to send it. And so I think there's like five or six emails over a 16 day period or something like that, or 21 day period. So it will go through. It's like it tells you, like, okay, in 3 days I'm going to send this, in 5 days I'm going to send this, in 10 days I'm going to send this. And so it tells you right there. So it's right there at the fingertips, but it's just a matter of watching the training video again. And then another thing is, Stacy and Casey have put together advanced videos, which I have to watch them myself, guys. I'm in the same boat as you guys. But to be able to watch them to see how you can put together additional drip campaigns or whatever the case may be, but how to use this. So it's time very much well spent. So, for example, let's say you're out at a restaurant and somebody overhears you talking kind of about Beamer or whatever. They're like, no, what is this again? And go, well, instead of me trying to explain it to you, can I get your information? And I'll send you, I can text you right now, a great educational video that you can watch, and it explains everything about it. And most people will be like, yeah, not a problem. So you get their information, bangity boom, you go into Beamer Share, click on it, boom, send it to them. Now they are in your contact list and you can follow up as they start watching this. So it is just a great way to capture these individuals that you would be like two ships, you know, crossing in the night. And here, now you're getting all their information and they can start on that drip campaign for you.
So and then when you get those like you can, I assume you can, it's text or email you can send, right? On those
yes.
campaigns, it's not just emails. And then when you get feedback that they've watched it, are you texting them saying, hey, I saw you saw this? I mean, because then it feels like his big brother watching you that I know that you watch it. Like sometimes that's a little creepy or, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't want people, I mean, you
yeah.
know what I mean? In today's technology, we feel like everybody knows where we're doing and where we're going, you know, what, those types of things. So what
right,
do you
no,
do?
So that's
do you let them know that you saw that they saw it?
No, I would just call them up after they've watched it. I would call them up and say, hey, have you had an opportunity to watch it? I just wanted to do a follow-up. And
yeah.
they're going to say, yeah, you know what? I just actually got done watching it and say, oh, that is awesome. What were your thoughts and what did you find out most interesting from that video? Because now you're finding out what direction, what things are enticing them. Oh, well, you know, I really enjoyed the science aspect. Well, say, you know what, would you like some additional information on the science? Yeah, I would. Great. Then you can just go into that area of our library and you can click on more science videos to send the individual. And then when you in conversation go, do you think this is something that you would like to be able to share with others? Yeah, that would be kind of neat. Well, can I share you something that kind of shows a little bit of the business aspect behind this where we have no quotas or anything there? You're able to receive a lot more educational material by being involved, and it's a great opportunity to make a little extra revenue on the side. And, you know, once again, it's just click and push and bangity boom, now they've got that information. So you're kind of the conductor. You're able to provide all the tools to answer their questions. Don't go in with any preconceived ideas because actually one of our new distributors with the Beamer family that came on during the Iowa State Fair, they were interested in the equine version, but then also the human version. And to help save them additional finances, we bought the equine version, which is less expensive, and made them a distributor because of our lovely special that we have for the month of August where a person can become a distributor. And then they were able to purchase the human version, which is more expensive, but they were able to buy it at 17% off because now they qualified as a distributor, as a junior distributor, and they start off at 17% commission. So I am not gouging anybody out there. I am going to take the best care and lead by example and be able to help these individuals out. And they are so thankful and grateful for what I was doing. And right away, they're like, oh my gosh, I totally see the business behind this. This is what I've done in the past, even though my husband and I are running a farm right now. I am looking to do something on the side. And she goes, I love helping horses. I love helping people. This has been a background that I've had. And it was like a match made in heaven for her. And now we can also share the Beamer share app here. And this is going to help launch her right away into the business, as well as doing what we call the ABCD, and that is getting them into an academy, getting them into the educational videos, getting them into the educational parts in our back office, and being able to duplicate that, ABCD. And so if you keep it that simple, you'll be successful.
Got it. Now, I don't know if somebody else has called in, so we can cut off if you have other callers. The other thing I was going to ask you is Beamer Learn.
I have not gotten into the Beamer Learn aspect yet. I'll be honest, folks, is my focus was getting together, the RAM team, and doing all of that. And it pretty much took a year of time to put that all together. So I did not take the time to go into the additional items. I kind of had a certain capacity in my brain during that time, but I am turning that around. Have you had an opportunity to look at that? And or if anybody else has any questions or if they've been using the Beamer Share or the Beamer Learn, please raise your hand and let's bring you on so that we can have you also share your input, because this isn't just the Melanie and Greg show right now. You know, this is your guys' show, and we want to get your input and or suggestions on everything. So, but go ahead and continue on, Melanie. And if someone raises their hand, then we will also call upon them and bring some more into the mix here.
Great. Yeah, I know that those Beamer Learns, I mean, but my, again, I like you, I'm not involved in the RAM. You have selflessly given your time and energy to all of the Beamer family, and we thank you, because we do use this information to help, and that this everything that came out with RAM has been very helpful. So thank you. And you have every excuse to say you don't know about stuff, because I get it. I don't even know how you did what you did. I just get involved in my profession, and then I hear these things, and I think staying connected is 100% important. So even though sometimes I feel like I'm too much of a squatter in the terms of Tony Jerry, because he always talks about having clarity, focus, and executing. So I think we have to manage our time so we execute these amazing tools that Beamer has given us. And so I think we need to time block. And so, like I said, today I have time blocked to really get myself on board with some of these things. And I love this platform that we can discuss, because I feel embarrassed to say, here I am, a manager, a group leader, and I signed up for it, but I haven't shot one. I haven't used it, right? And I haven't used Beamer Learn. But my understanding of Beamer Learn is that there are these amazing informational videos recorded, and we can get somebody into a meeting that is either about the finances or about, athletes or about whatever their interest is. But I just haven't actually used that to put someone into it. So that was my question, is if, you know, if anyone has really used that and found success with using Beamer Learn.
I have not acquired it as of yet. And in fact, I am bringing up the back office here, and I'm at a different location, so the internet runs just a little bit slower here. So I am going to go into the distributor library, and I am going to type in Beamer Learn. Let's see. So we've got Saturday events. We've got starting your Beamer business, learn about Beamer.com, captions, hashtags. So I'm going to click on the first one, which is just that. It was just a Saturday event. Let's see here. Beamer Share app. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We've got so many wonderful training videos on there, everybody. We got 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 different training videos under sales and marketing in your distributor library. So when you go into your Beamer back office, click on distributor library on the far left. That will bring up, and then click on sales and marketing, which is one of the orange banners there. It says sales and marketing. And the very first item is Beamer Share app, and there are several training videos right there for you. The Beamer Learn, I have yet to. Let's see here. I see we have another individual. Let me call upon them. I'm going to keep you on,
sure.
Melanie. And
okay.
I am calling on 805-406, 805-406. You are live on Blog Talk. Are you able to help us out here?
Good morning, Melanie and Greg. Greg, you sound like I didn't recognize your voice when I first got on the call, and you've had a busy voice a couple of weeks, huh? Gosh. Anyway, this is Grandma. This is Grandma got run over by a pickup from beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles to be exact. And I just want to let you know that I'm on the Beamer Share. I've had it for 4 months and I have not used it. I've tried to get in there. I think I used it once in the beginning and never followed up, and then but I don't understand it and I have to go in there. So I just want you two to know that what you guys, the information, you might think that you're only talking, the two of you are just talking to each other, but you're not. You're helping all of us out here in the field to say, okay, I know what you're going through. Here's some information. And what you give out, you guys, Melanie and Greg, this morning are so, so valuable to us. I just want you to know that.
Jan, you are such a sweetheart. You know you're going to get an extra big hug when I see you next. You do realize that, right?
You better. You better. October 1st. I'll see you then.
There you go.
And I hope
there you go. Melanie better be
so,
there.
So,
100%. 100%.
Oh, good,
and
good.
I also heard something yesterday that I just think we all as distributors need to make sure we are communicating. So I feel like I am a group leader, but I'm also a physical therapist, a healthcare professional, and my goal is to help my team. I have a lot of people who are just as interested as I am, but also just as busy, and we stay connected. I know that both Jan and Greg, you guys are always connected as well, but some of our team members are not. And so even though they have a high interest in Beamer, it takes time, it takes energy. So let's do all we can to pass that October 1st meeting with Dr. Burka and our distributors who would benefit and get the energy that we get from hearing all of this information. I mean, we have a few real powerhouses in Beamer, quite a few, but think of all these teams who are not engaged. If we help them catch that fire as well, but we as leaders need to communicate to them so that they can somehow get the desire to stay connected.
You know, and that is such a key point that you're bringing up, Melanie. And Jan, what you guys are bringing up is so heartwarming, because when we are able to use these simple tools, and I have to admit it's helping me get fired up, because when I looked on the Beamer Share app and now – just scratching the surface of it, it is so simple to be able to send people information just to help break the ice, to get the right information to people. And that's normally the biggest hurdle is, what do I share? How do I do it? And here now, both of those questions have been answered and made so simple. So yes, by reaching out to your team members and to say, hey, are you familiar with this now? Or I know, you know, you've been involved in Beamer. Have you been wanting to share it with people? And if so, you know, why not? And be honest with them and just say, listen, did you run into the same roadblocks I did when I first started? Is like, how do I share? What do I share? How do I go about doing this? And then say, are you aware of the new Beamer Share app that we have? This is absolutely incredible. Let me show you this, and it will transform and make it a lot easier than where people can just have fun. Just say, hey, here's a great way to share this. Practice with your family members and being able to do that. So we did mention about October 1st, and a lot of people are probably scratching their heads, which is totally understandable. Welcome to my world. But on October 1st in Carlsbad, I believe it is at the library there in Carlsbad, they have got a nice big room for us. and they are going to be doing a wonderful presentation from Dr. Burka and Albert and Brad Horn, I believe, is going to be there from marketing, and so many others are going to be there. This is a great opportunity to meet everybody. And so at first I went into the event section and I could not find it. So what am I saying, the event section? If you go into your Beamer back office and you click on events on the lower left and you do an event search, that is going to bring up different items that are going on around the area with Beamer, such as academies and different things like that. Well, I did not see it there, and I'm like, okay, gosh, which email was it or which notification that I received from George and Chris Veronis to be able to show me how to sign up for that event? Then what I did is I went up to Distributor Library, everybody. I clicked on Distributor Library, and what did I do? I clicked on Access the Calendar Here. And so it's in smaller letters. It is in red. So when you click on Distributor Library, you'll see Beamer Monthly Calendar. And below in red, or orange, I should say, in Beamer orange, of course. And below that, it's underlined. It says Access Calendar Here. I clicked on that. And then that brings up the calendar. Normally, depending on how you have it set up, you can have it set up for day, week, 4 weeks, month, whatever the case may be. And when you click over then and you find for October 1st and you pass your cursor over it, right there are the links that all you have to do is click on, and that will bring up the ability to order your tickets for October 1st. I believe it is, don't quote me on this, I believe it is $54, and then like with tax and stuff, it was around $57. But this includes a lunch and a full day of being with everybody. We should be able to fill that room, everyone. We have enough distributors, and everybody is itching to be able to see everybody in person again, give everybody a big hug, say hello, and feel that Beamer energy. So that is how you go about doing that. Melanie, Jan, do you have any other suggestions in regards to that?
No, I just
Definitely. You don't want to miss that event. We're going to drive like about five and a half hours. And I'll take a carload. And I know another gal in the area, too, that's going to do the same thing. So there's nothing like eyeball to eyeball, and getting that hug is really very, very special. This group, you know, the Beamer team is like no other. I've been in a lot of other things, you know, because I'm 50 plus 34 and a half, and there's nothing like this company and the people in it. As to Melanie and Greg, you're such great examples of what leadership should be. Doesn't always happen. We don't always get this lucky, but I think the company attracts people that want to help other people. I met a man yesterday, a 70-year-old athlete, soccer player. He lifts weights. He swims. He golfs. It's going to be, he doesn't live in this area. He was just passing through wine tasting, of course. I can't wait. So I have the tools to send him once I get into share. And, of course, I gave him my business card with my website. But here's an athlete. I didn't have a brochure with me, but I can send him the information on the athlete, so because I did get his cell number. So what a great deal. What a great deal. God has given us a gift, and if we don't share it, shame on us.
Well, and I'm so glad that you shared all that, Jen, because, you know, this is the point of getting the right information to the right people and what to attract them, because we can hand a person a brochure. They're going to kind of read through the brochure and go, okay, yeah, that kind of looks nice. You can get them to your website, and let's face it, our websites are amazing. now. But it's a matter of them time to then go in there, click on it, go into it, and do that. Where now we can send a text message and bangity boom, right there is a beautiful video presentation of the information that they're requesting. Okay, so I went into the calendar, everybody, and it is actually $50. The ticket cost is $50, which includes lunch. They're non-refundable. Registration starts at 9:30 in the morning. The training actually starts at 10 a.m., and it would be a wonderful day. So that is on October 1st. And it goes from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And it's at the Shulman Auditorium in Carlsbad City Library. So if you go into your distributor library, go under calendar, click on that. And then I just continued clicking until I got where I was able to bring up October 1st. I passed my cursor over that section. And then I clicked on it, and that brought the window up right there. And then you can click on sign up. It's as easy as that. So there we have it there, guys. I think we covered actually a lot of great information. We covered the Beamer Share. I'm going to take the time and try to get into the Beamer Learn to where you can now send people the different video presentations. That is just another option, but don't overload yourself. Here's the thing. Do not overload yourself tools. Start with one, and I would say start with Beamer Share, okay? Do it for just a month, $9.95. People pay more than that for a darn cup of coffee at Starbucks, okay? So let's do something that is going to really help enlighten us, because it's going to allow us as the distributors to learn all the amazing material that has now been developed by Brad Horn and his marketing department, Jessica, and everybody in there. It allows us to actually see all the different tools that we now have. And so through that, it is going to make us a better representative for Beamer, because we are supplying the appropriate information to help answer the questions that our clients have, instead of randomly just sending them stuff that they may not be interested in. And so there you have it, folks. We covered a lot of great stuff today. For all those that are on today, I want to thank everybody for taking the time, for coming in, logging on. And remember, you can watch and listen to these recordings, and it's very simple. I had one of my new distributors show me how to log in, and all you have to do is go into the blog app, I believe it is. Let's see here. I am going to look it up on my phone. And Melanie, Jan, do you remember that app on our phone?
The
let's
app
see.
For
to listen to the recordings. There's an app you can go to, and you just type in Beamer Podcast. That's it right there. So on your Apple phone, you have your podcasts. It's plural, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S. It's a purple app that shows it kind of like an eye with a dot above it, with two circles originating from either side going up and around. You click on that and type in Beamer, and you can now have access to all the recordings for Beamer Blog Talk. It's that simple.
Wow.
It is the
wow.
most easy
cool.
way. Okay. Otherwise, you can type in blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS, and that is another way to listen to the recordings. But these are all recorded, and here is an opportunity for all of us to learn. So everybody, think of a topic that you would like to discuss next Wednesday. Let's come on board. I will be here, I promise. And we will have another great show, and we will learn more. And I will share also, and Melanie, I expect you to share, of what we learn about the new Beamer Share app, and hopefully we can get into the Learn app or the Learn option as well. Sound like a deal, everybody?
Yeah, deal. Sure does, Greg.
Awesome. Thank you, Greg.
Guys, well, with that, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. Make sure you get out there. Move those pennies from your left pocket to that right pocket every day. Share Beamer with three people, and let's get out there, change lives, and let's share those experiences with each other so we can all learn and grow. So with that, everybody, have a wonderful, safe Beamering week.
Thank you. Make it a great Wednesday, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.